Live and Local starts now.
Thank you, Aaron. It's great to meet you.
On 97.9 The Hill.
Based on my face. It's all about self-care, ladies. All about self-care. Self-care, ladies. Self-care. Got this goo from O2. The shea butter aloe vera. The lavender shampoo. I fell in love with my mirror. Don't hate, let it marinate. Carrier oil vanilla. I'm fresh, clean, shining. I'm about to get me a fella. Hey, get ready with me. Get ready with me. It's $1,000 tube. I got my goo from Whole Foods. $1,000 tube. Got my goo from Whole Foods. $1,000 tube. I got my goo from Whole Foods. This all natural fair trade. I got the motherland glow. Said I'm triple A. Sugar scrub with my manicure toes. Don't touch the boy. I need an hour or two. I'm all natural fair trade. I got it from Whole Foods. Yesterday I got paid, so I went to Whole Foods. And you might just get laid, cause I've been to Whole Foods. I don't hate, let it marinate. Carry your old vanilla. I'm fresh, clean, shining. I'm about to get me a fella. You can't touch me, boy. You can't touch me. No, don't touch me, boy. Don't touch me. You can't touch me, boy. You can't touch me. Don't touch me.
Joe Gore there kicking us off this hour on Live and Local with Self Care. I love that song. We're going to hear a lot more from Joe Gore this hour because she joins us here in the studio, especially live this hour on Live and Local. Joe, thank you so much for being with us today.
How's it going?
You?
I'm great.
Awesome.
I'm great, Aaron. Thank you for having me.
We're going to talk a lot more with Joe coming up in the next half hour. We'll hear some more great tracks off of I Am Worthy, which is due to drop or already dropped?
It is due to drop.
Due to drop. More on that coming up later on as Live and Local continues right here on The Hill. Back with more after this. 6:11 is your time. Aaron Keck here with you this hour on Live and Local, joined this hour by Joe Gore. You just heard her on Self Care. We got a lot more great music from her coming up throughout the hour. The new album soon to drop is called I Am Worthy. She's got a couple of shows coming up next weekend, Friday and Saturday, Valentine's Day and the day after, which we'll talk about, and you can get a lot more information. Plus, check out videos and more online at joegoreofficial.com. Joe, thank you so much for being with us. I've played Self Care before, and I love that song.
Oh, thank you, bro.
So I'm excited to hear the rest of it coming up later on this hour.
Thanks so much.
So, okay, so tell us about the album. This has been in the works for a little while.
Oh, it's been in the works for a while, and, you know, usually when I get a project going, I just kind of throw everything into it, and, you know, I ran a Kickstarter campaign. I got really close. I did the all or nothing, and I got up to 19,000. I tried to do 25. You know, I'm getting better about asking for help, and, you know, I've had a few managers, and now, you know, I'm learning how to let go, you know, delegate, and so I'm getting better at, you know, having some people behind me, and,
yeah.
You know, and I definitely want to release the album the way I want to release it. But it's coming. This year is definitely my year. And, you know, I put a lot of work into it. There's a lot of blood, sweat, and tears in that record. And it's mine. And, you know, that one is... That's the one right there. So
yeah, I'm looking forward to it. So how long has it been in the making? Like, when did the first songs come to be?
So I like to record in the phone, you know, inspiration, when it hits you, you got to get it on something, you know, pen, p- pad, the phone, whatever you got. So I'm driving down 40 singing into the phone. You know, you got to get it one way or the other.
Nice.
As a matter of fact, I saved all that stuff. We put it at the end of the record. So,
cool.
Yeah. So it's an 18-track record, and at the end of it, it's just me singing in the phone, you know, and I didn't have anything but the thought.
Yeah.
And so, and it's really cool to kind of see the process and how you start from basically nothing and then how it becomes a thing. So, but yeah, I started singing on the phone in 2017, you know, tried to raise some money and, you know, bring it all together in 2018 and 19. And it is finished. And so there's tracks on YouTube. We have yet to make it available for digital streaming, but that's definitely going to be done this year, and really want to do a big release and the whole thing. So I'm holding on.
Yeah. How excited are you?
I'm very excited. I mean, so not all the tracks are PG, you know. I picked the PG stuff for the station, and that's cool. I mean, there definitely were, you know, some things that I wanted to say, and I got it out. And, you know, you got to be true to yourself. So I'm just going to leave it raw the way it is. So.
Awesome. Speaking with Joe Gorder, the album soon to drop is called I Am Worthy. And you mentioned reaching out and bringing other people in. Who did you bring in to work on the album?
Oh, there are some killer monster players on this record. I really don't know how I was able to convince Doug Largent. Doug Largent, I call him my other brother. He and I have done lots of shows together, and he's been putting up with me for a long time. And he's a great guy. His family's great. You know, he's vegan. His whole family's vegan. Even his dog is vegan. So, I can go.
Is the dog okay with that?
I don't think nobody asks the dog. But, you know, I kid him about his vegan dog all the time. But he's just good people. He's got a killer man cave with tons of stuff in it. And Joe McPhail, who's also a monster player around here, you know, and they're all super nerdy and awesome. And then there's Jason Merritt, who just moved to Asheville. And, you know, he really, we spent 5 days out in the woods, and, you know, we all just kind of slept on the floor. And, you know, I really had some guys that just invested time to make that record what it is. So that's why I'm really holding on to it, so I can present it the way that I want to. So, yeah, I feel really fortunate with the folks that I had.
Awesome. The website is joegoreofficial.com, and that's joegoreofficial.com. Go there and find out more. We'll talk about shows coming up later on this hour, but let's hear another song. This one is Dear Unborn Child. Tell us about it.
Yeah. So, you know, I've been to school for a long time, and I also have been studying some network engineering. And, you know, and then in the process, you start thinking about, well, how do I do that? How do I perform and have a kid, you know? And it's just like, I don't know how to do all that. And so, you know, I was really giving it some thought, and this song kind of came out of that, and it was just sort of a lullaby, and it was almost like, hey, you know, little Joe, I'm sorry, you know, but I still need a little bit more time here. And, yeah, you know, and I was also an English major at Carolina, so I went back over to Greenlaw, and I was like, you know, I just want to make this make sense and make it sound cute and stuff. And so like I said, I had a little bit of help on that song, and it's adorable. I like it. You know, it's definitely kind of got that lullaby on it. And so it's just vocal and keys. It's real pretty.
Awesome.
And thanks for playing it, bro.
All right, here is Joe Gorder off of I Am Worthy. This is Dear Unborn Child.
Forgive this cold ambition, this tired adventure, but I'm still on a mission. I have no tenure, and I forgot how time flies when you're building castles in the sky. But when I light this fire, a torch will go to you. Sometimes passion makes duty late. I need a few more years. Little girl, you gotta wait. I fear you may grow impatient and choose another hush child. I wanna be a good mother.
pray you rest on steady hips with words of love and wisdom that pass through these lips, and you will walk in my shoes until you stand with confidence. That is my prayer. That is my prayer. Please, girl, take the best part of me. Take all of my hopes and my dreams. And where I have failed, I want you to still believe that you can do anything. A girl can do anything. Steady hips with the words of love and wisdom that pass through these lips, and you will walk in my shoes until you stand with confidence. That is my prayer. That is my prayer. Sometimes passion makes duty late. I need a few more years. Little girl, you gotta wait. I fear you may grow impatient and choose another. Wait, child. Wait for your mother. It is my prayer. I'm almost there. Please let me be just like my mother.
Joe Gore there with Dear Unborn Child off of I Am Worthy, set to drop later on this year. We're going to take another quick break. We'll be back with more with Joe Gore as Live and Local continues after this on The Hill. Hey, coming up next hour, we will start a Coach's Show doubleheader. We've got Roy Williams live for you from 7 to 8 p.m. That's live from Top of the Hill Restaurant in downtown Chapel Hill. Talking men's basketball with Coach Williams from 7 to 8. And then from 8 to 8:30, we've got the Courtney Banghart Show talking women's basketball with the coach of the Tar Heels, Courtney Banghart. That takes us to 8:30 and then back to the music after that, after hours with AJ to take you through the night. We're live and local this hour, and we are joined in the studio by Joe Gore. Again, joegoreofficial.com is her website. The album soon to drop is called I Am Worthy. All of the songs you'll hear from her this hour will be off of that. And you've got shows coming up next week, Valentine's Day, and then the day after. So plug
yes.
The shows, yeah.
I'm so excited. I'm so excited about going back to the Blue Note Grill. It's a really cool spot, and ticket sales are going well. You know, I'm going to do a mix of these songs and some of my favorite R&B tunes. And so probably do a little Tina Turner, a little Left Foot Your Child Down. And how does she do it? Yeah.
No
Proud
one
Mary.
Knows how she does it.
No,
yeah.
Oh, it's crazy. I've been working on it. And,
oh, man.
maybe a little Lizzo, a little Motown. It's going to be great. And, I got a great band, and I'm just looking forward to having some fun. But on Valentine's Day, I'm going to do a duo set and probably do some standards, you know, big classic vocal standards, because I do love jazz. So, you know, pick which one you want. I think Saturday night is going to be killer. It's also going to be my birthday weekend.
Awesome.
So, yeah, I can't wait.
It's like to have your birthday weekend on Valentine's. Like everyone complains about having birthdays around Christmas, but no one ever complains about like having birthdays around like Valentine's Day or Thanksgiving or whatever.
Yeah. There's no complaints there. It's going to be great.
We'll get the full schedule on the website again, jokeroofficial.com, and more information about this album as well, which we were talking before we started. Mm-hmm. Like, I had heard Self Care, which I love. I haven't heard these other songs yet. Like, these are going to be new to me this hour. Dear Unborn Child is fantastic. I love
Thank you.
Excited to hear everything else. What has been the reaction from people who've heard these?
You know, it's been a mix. You know, I definitely wanted to appeal to women and girls, mm-hmm. and they like it, and definitely wanted to touch on some sensitive topics as well, as it relates to, you know, the Me Too movement and female empowerment and you know, the things that definitely need to be said. And so I'm not going to apologize for some of the tracks on that record. And, you know, there's a few more things that I want to talk about and say. And so I'm really excited about the art that I've put together. It's just more true, being more true to myself, you know, and being real. And I'm glad I've had the opportunity to just get it out and to get it out there. So,
yeah. And like saying things that need to be said because they've never been said before.
I agree. Particularly when it comes to trauma. Mm-hmm. Sexual trauma for women, and so these things definitely need to be out in the open.
Yep.
And I'm excited that I've found the courage to talk about it, and I will continue to do so.
Awesome. And like even like the last two songs that we've just heard, like they're like both of them, I have the same reaction, which is these songs are so close to saying things that I've heard before, but it's just that little twist and saying something in a completely new way, or saying something in a way that like puts an entirely new spin on what has been a common thread or a common theme. And I love it.
Thank you so much. It means a lot.
Yeah, speaking with Joe Gore, other things that people want to know about you coming up, other shows after February, new work beyond the album?
Yes, so I'm always working, and I think this new record after I Am Worthy probably will be called Room 444. I'm going to go ahead and put that out in the universe, and it's probably
going to
be...
Now you've said it's got to be
that's
true.
That's
yeah.
It, yeah. It's going to be another long, long record, lots of stuff that I'm going to talk about. I'm super excited about it. I've been writing, you know, can't wait to find some cats to work on some songs. It's going to be great. You know, I would love to do a hit at the cat's cradle. Frank, are you listening, Frank? We've been on the merry-go-round for a while, Frank. Come on now.
It'll happen. At JoeGoreOfficial.com is the website. Blue Corn Cafe, February 14th. That's next week, Friday, Valentine's Day at 6 p.m. Jazz Standards Duo Set. February 15th, that's a Saturday, Blue Note Grill, 8 p.m. with a bigger show with songs off of this album, plus a lot more. So set this next song up for us. This is Survival.
Oh, I love this song. So this song is pretty sexy. And, you know, I like performing sexy songs, but I don't record a whole lot of them. And you know, I was thinking, you know, I need a sexy song. And Survival is just really about, it's just about that. And, you know, sometimes you see a guy, you go on a date, and, you know, you're trying not to be a creep. And so, you know, you can't just, you know, be a creep. But, you know, there are things that you can put in music that's awesome. So, yeah, I mean, there's some strong religious undertones to this tune. There's some really cool sound engineering stuff going on in this song as well. It's got some killer drums, and, you know, I'm doing my little falsetto thing, and then we got some ghost vocals going on and everything. And so I really love what Jason Merritt did with it, and my bros, and, you know, I did some vocal work on this one, and I just love how it turned out. So.
And here it is. This is Joe Gore with Survival off of I Am Worthy.
Can I get an amen? Touch me again.
Can I get a amen? Touch me again. Can I get a amen?
When you need to believe, come to me on your knees. This is love forbidden. Love once hidden.
Song is Survival. The album is I Am Worthy. The website is joegoreofficial.com. The artist is Joe Gore. Thank you so much for being with us this hour.
Oh, thank you, Aaron.
Super looking forward to hearing the rest of the album when it drops.
Thanks, bro. Thanks for playing music.